Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Coming up on the playlist is Freddie Bryant from the album Upper West Side Love Story. We are going to listen to We Used to Dance, followed by John Menges from the album Spirit of Three, Spirit of Four, the track Stairs.
We used to dance, we used to sing and play. All those nights on the town made a family you helped raise in our modest home. Now a palace we pray. Surprise in this place, this lily white space with his name on the lease. We could live here in peace, had no shame and shared a name. Made a family you raised on these streets of love and pain. We lived our vows through sickness and health, the rich and poor next door. Lean years of cuts, crack bins, and miles and plays.
Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. We invite you to go visit our website where you can learn more about the wonderful artists that we are playing. What do we have in store for them next, Carrie?
We've got a lot of new music ahead of us, and we're going to take you around the world. Up first is the Saskatchewan All-Star Big Band. The album's called Saskatchewan Suite, and we'll check into Movement 5, September 1905. Then Rolf Buschmeier. The album is called Jazz Speak, and we'll check into Tragic Chromatic. Then Jasper Hoiby. The album's called What It Means to Be Human, and we'll check into Onwards. Let's dig in.
Thank you. is Bird Note. Even if you had feathers, lightweight bones, and powerful wings, you would still lack something essential to flying like a bird: the highly efficient breathing anatomy that powers the exertion of flight. The human apparatus of diaphragm and lungs is just not up to the job. It can't extract enough oxygen to fuel flight. A bird's breathing anatomy is far more efficient than ours. It is driven by large, thin-walled air sacs located throughout the body cavity. The air sacs operate like bellows, first storing and then directing air to create a one-way flow through the bird's lungs. This parabronchial system for extracting oxygen from the air has a far greater surface area than the lungs of a mammal, making sustained flight possible. And birds lack a diaphragm. Instead, they inhale and exhale using special muscles that expand or contract the entire body cavity and air sacs. The way they breathe allows migrating birds to fly in the thin air thousands of feet above the earth, a feat we can only marvel at from below. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.